This is cassette number 5.
And so Otzi would lie alone, entombed in his ice for 5,000 years. Marcus shut down the worm cam, and once more Otzi was at peace. Pateyfield testimony. Many nations, not just America, are facing grave internal dialogues about the new truths revealed about the past. Truths in many cases barely reported, if at all, in conventional histories. In France, for example, there has been much soul-searching about the unexpectedly wide nature of collaboration with the Nazi regime during the German occupation of the Second World War. Reassuring myths about the significance of the wartime resistance have been severely damaged, not least by the new revelations about David Moulin, a revered resistance leader. Barely anyone who knows the legend of Moulin was prepared to learn that he had begun his career as a Nazi mole, although he was later persuaded to his national cause and was in fact tortured and executed by the SS in 1943. Modern Belgians seem overwhelmed by their confrontation with the brutal reality of the Congo Free State, a tightly centralized colony designed to strip the territory of its natural wealth, principally rubber, and maintained by atrocity, murder, starvation, exposure, disease, and hunger, resulting in the uprooting of whole communities and the massacre between 1885 and 1906 of 8 million people. In the lands of the old Soviet Union, people are fixated on the era of the Stalinist terror. The Germans are confronting the Holocaust once more. The Japanese, for the first time in generations, are having to come to terms with the truth of their wartime massacres and other brutalities in Sichuan and elsewhere. Israelis are uncomfortably aware of their own crimes against the Palestinians. The fragile Serbian democracy is threatening to collapse under the new exposure of the horrors in Bosnia and elsewhere after the breakup of the old Yugoslavia and so on. Most of these past horrors were well known before the worm cam, of course, and many honest and conscientious histories were written. But still, the endless, dismal banality of it all, the human reality of so much cruelty and pain and waste, remains utterly dismaying. And stronger emotions than dismay have been stirred. Ethnic and religious disputes centuries old have been the trigger for many past conflicts. So it has been this time. We have seen interpersonal anger, riots, inter-ethnic struggles, even coups and minor wars, and much of the anger is still directed at our world, the messenger who has delivered so much dismal truth. But it could have been worse. As it turns out, while there has been much anger expressed at ancient wrongs, some never even exposed before, by and large each community has become too aware of its own crimes against its own people and others to seek atonement for those of others. No nation is without sin. None seems prepared to cast the first stone, and almost every surviving major institution, be it nation, corporation, church, finds itself forced to apologize for crimes committed in its name in the past. But there is a deeper shock to be confronted. The worm cam, after all, does not deliver its history lessons in the form of verbal summaries or neat animated maps, nor does it have much to say of glory or honor. Rather, it simply shows us human beings, one at a time, very often starving or suffering or dying at the hands of others. Greatness no longer matters. We see now that each human being who dies is the center of a universe, a unique spark of hope and despair, hate and love, going alone into the greater darkness. It is as if the worm cam has brought a new democracy to the viewing of history. As Lincoln might have remarked, the history emerging from all this intent worm cam inspection will be a new story of mankind, a story of the people, by the people, for the people. Now, what matters most is my story, or my lovers, or my parents, or my ancestors, who died the most mundane, meaningless of deaths in the mud of Stalingrad, or Passchendaele, or Gettysburg, or simply in some unforgiving field, broken by a life of drudgery. Empowered by the worm cam, assisted by such great genealogical record centers as the Mormons, we have all discovered our ancestors. There are those who argue that this is dangerous and destabilizing. After all, the spate of divorces and suicides which followed the worm cam's first gift of openness has now been followed by a fresh wave, as we have become able to spy on our partners not just in the real time of the present, But in the past, as far back as we care to look, and every past misdeed, open or hidden, is made available for scrutiny, every old wound reopened,